there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, hell yeah. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. No Brady Quinn will be back on Monday. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, no matter where you are, making us a part of your Friday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up till the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, per usual. And per usual, we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. We got play-in games in the NBA coming up later on tonight. I feel like we could have skipped past all this and just gotten to the win and get in scenarios, but we've got to do this nickel and dime, win one, and if you're a higher seed and you don't win, you get an opportunity to play again, all that other fun stuff. That's happening. NBA playoffs this weekend. Lots to recap coming up on Monday of the show with all of that. We're also going to get back into the NFL draft. A lot of rumors out there. Odds are changing near the top of the draft. Teams that may be open to trading. Teams that don't want to trade. We are going to get to that here coming up in just a couple of moments. I do want to give a special shout out to somebody here in the Fox Sports Radio family who, if anything, you just got to admire their ability to pay no attention to the negative feedback, to the haters out there, and just continue to push forward. Mm. And that man is Andy Furman, who has got a problem.
What's his problem?
He doesn't understand that Eddie Garcia doesn't want to receive mail from him anymore. Mm. He doesn't. Like, we've talked about this before.
Oh, no.
And Eddie has made it clear, don't send me anything. I don't want anything.
Oh, no.
So Andy's workaround
is sending it to you.
Sending it to me, so and at the very bottom, making sure to point out for Eddie Garcia at the bottom.
Are you kidding me?
All right. So I'm not kidding. 100% factual. For those of you that don't know the backstory, Andy Furman, longtime host here at Fox Sports Radio, one of the all-time greats in radio.
I'm an idiot.
One of my dear friends, not just in radio, but in general. Furman is obsessed with the mail. And it's weird. He loves going to the post office. He loves sending out letters. He's a pen pal with Bill Belichick. Not making that up. He's shown me the letters back and forth between him and Belichick. They are friends. And he does everything on a typewriter. Old school as old school gets. And Furman Eddie doesn't want your mail, and you keep sending him stuff. Now, he did send me an article that he wrote about some tobacco or some cigar shop in Cincinnati that that may be closing down. I'm going to read that because I appreciate him putting in the effort. But I do have letters here that Furman has sent for Eddie Garcia, but addressed to me. So, Eddie, if you had to guess, what would you say that these letters or what would you say the contents of these envelopes are here, if you had to guess?
Well, that would be hard to guess, Jonas, because, I don't know, every note, every letter that he sent me has been the exact same thing. It is a newspaper article that he has cut out with scissors that involves the sport of hockey in some way or another. Now, most of them are things I already know about because I follow the sport closely. I do a hockey podcast, so he's not really giving me anything valuable, which is the whole point of why I've asked him to stop sending me things, because he doesn't really care what it is he's sending you. He's doing this all for himself,
right?
Because he gets a thrill out of this somehow. It's a sick, weird thrill. He's got a stamp fetish, and it needs to stop.
What do you mean? He likes to lick stamps?
That's what I mean, LeVar. Oh, yes, like, that's what I mean.
A former program director in Cincinnati like stormed into Furman's office without asking and went into his desk while Andy was sitting at the desk and opened the top drawer, and he was pissed.
All stamps.
Yeah, because Furman had been hoarding all the stamps from the mailroom, all the stamps and envelopes, because like it's a real problem. Like it's not that it's a fetish. It's like if you know somebody's got a foot fetish and they keep offering to clean your shoes, you know, don't do that. Like send it to somebody else or just throw them away at that point. But the first one is from the New York Times.
You're going to tell me what these are?
Yeah, and it's...
exactly what I said, right?
Yes, yeah. A New York Times article, and the cutout is the story of the octopus in Detroit.
Oh, my God.
That gets thrown onto the ice.
Because I've never heard that story.
Yeah, you wouldn't know anything about that. So if you're interested in an article from April 4th of the New York Times, Eddie, it's right here on the desk.
I can't wait for that Wayne Gretzky was a great player article he's
going to
send me.
So the other one, by the way, this one not licked. There's a piece of tape used on this one. So at least he's growing in that department.
Is he recycling stamps now?
The other one is an article from the USA Today, April 2nd. Who has the best chance at winning the Stanley Cup? Is timely considering.
Not the Canucks.
No, it's just timely considering that was 2.5 weeks ago. So there's that.
LeVar, would you like a newspaper article sent to you talking about how great the linebackers are at Penn State?
Oh, well.
Something you wouldn't know anything about?
I would frame it and put it up if it was about that, but. I mean, I can see where you're coming from with this, looking at the materials that Jonas is messing around with.
Yeah.
That might be a tad bit stressful.
I wish he would use the money that he wastes on all this for something.
Yeah, like a charity locally.
Yeah, something profitable, something charitable, worthwhile. But like I said, because it's not about that, it's about him getting off on this weird fetish that he has.
It has nothing. It does more for him than it does for anybody else.
100%.
All right, the last one is an article from April 1st, the New York Times again, and it's an article about Matt Rempe, the guy who looks like Lurch for the Rangers who fights everybody.
Yeah.
So again, if you weren't aware of that, Eddie.
I never heard of him.
Being somebody,
you know, things that happen in New York don't get a lot of attention.
No.
So.
Yeah, so you would. So if you're interested, they're right here on the desk in a big pile.
If you can figure out something to do with those that would, you know, I don't know, like use them in your barbecue grill or something. I don't know. Something that may get a use out of them.
I mean, do people still line the bottom of their bird cages with newspaper? That's still a thing. Remember when you used to have to use book covers? Like, my mom, she didn't want to pay for the book covers in the bookstore.
So you take it from the paper bag.
Brown paper bag, or you could use a newspaper if need be. But the newspaper would, you'd get that ink on your finger. So, all right, so that's the update here as to what's happening here in the mailroom. By the way, Don Martin and Scott Shapiro, our bosses, have mail from Furman that's been sitting over there since like the 1920s.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. And neither is interested in opening up either. So Andy Furman still fired away at a local post office.
Good for you, Andy.
Yeah. Love you, Furball. All right.
You stay focused.
So with that being said, stay locked in.
Stay locked in to what your commitment to what you're doing is.
He's got blinders on.
That's
you know.
Right.
So with that being said, we now transition over to the NFL draft. It's less than a week away. LeVar Arrington's going to be on the coverage. He's the star of Fox Sports Radio's draft night coverage here FSR.
Why are you like that?
What are you talking about?
Why are you like that?
Because I have a connection with you, not the other guy, so okay. I'm going to hype up you.
Okay, thank you.
I can't be a hype man?
Yeah, you can.
Damn.
But that's $10.
Why is that $10?
Because that's very passive aggressive.
First of all, you know all I got on me are pesos. And so for you to ask $10, I feel is kind of stupid.
It's going to be 100 pesos.
Okay. I think it's more than that.
Oh, wow.
All right, so the NFL draft, less than a week away. Now, we opened up the show talking about the Washington Commanders, what they might do at number... Because, listen, it's over. The Bears are taking Caleb Williams. That's been over since the Carolina Panthers decided to take a crap down their leg last season and give the Bears the number one pick. And so that's been done for months. But the number two pick in the Washington Commanders... There's been some movement in the betting odds. Jaden Daniels was the heavy favorite to be the pick of the Washington Commanders. It was at like a minus 260 or 270. All of a sudden, it dropped to even money last night between him and Drake May, which would tell you somebody's got some information or intel on something. Now it's moved a little bit. Jaden Daniels is the favorite, but nowhere close to what it was a couple of days ago. So you wonder if there's some information coming out about maybe Washington prefers Drake May, and we've talked about that earlier in the show. Maybe that's the direction they go. Maybe it's not. The other team that kind of plays into this is the New England Patriots. And the Patriots... could be looking at making a selection at quarterback. They've got some things to figure out there. And executive and Patriots director of scouting, Elliot Wolf, spoke yesterday about what their thought is with the number three pick.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft. We're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
All right. So knowing what we know about New England, which is that they're going to be a bad football team next year, they would be a team that you look at and go, I mean, yeah, we're willing to work with anybody. Giants, Cardinals want to move up a spot.
Dang.
Chargers interested in, you know, making sure you can get the best wide receiver available in the class. We'll move up a spot. It does feel like New England's in a spot, especially this offseason with all the stuff, Robert Kraft, not a good look, you know, the smearing of Bill Belichick. I understand the idea of wanting to draft a quarterback and turn things over. You tell me if this is a crazy take. I think New England, of the teams interested in a quarterback this offseason in this draft, I think New England is the worst situation for a young quarterback right now, if you had to pick one.
If I had to pick a worse situation for a quarterback, New England would be in there.
Yeah.
I think you got to throw the Giants in there because there's so much uncertainty. You get rid of the only certainty that you had in Saquon Barkley. Who else is up there?
Well, you've got Denver, who could be drafting a quarterback.
Denver doesn't seem to be too bad. They seem like they were trending in the right direction. Who else?
And then you've got Minnesota, Justin Jefferson.
Minnesota's not a bad situation at all.
That might be the best one.
It might be the best one.
And then you've got the Raiders, and you've got Devontae Adams.
Yeah, that might not be a bad situation at all. So, yeah, I would say it's definitely the Patriots for certain. Yeah, I think you're right there. But I also think you could throw the Giants in there because I do believe more so than Mac Jones – in New England, this scenario. Oh, Mac Jones isn't even in New England.
No, he's
anymore.
In Jacksonville. Yeah, he's the guy waving Trent Baalke's fart away from the chair.
Who'd they bring in? Who did New England bring in this? I feel like they brought someone in. Anyway,
they've got the guy who was Bailey Zappi is still there. So they got Zappi.
I'll say this. I think it's more complicated and complex
to try to figure out what you're going to do at that position in New York with a team that I'm not certain. I think there's a lot of question marks in terms of how good they can be
also,
this season.
Jacoby Brissett is back.
I thought it was
well
Brissett.
Too.
I wanted to say Brissett. Yeah, Gibson's not a bad name, but Brissett was the name that I was thinking about. I really think that it's going to be complex for a quarterback that would get drafted to the Giants. But in terms of what may be a more difficult situation to be in as a drafted QB, is it far and away New England? You would have to say it's far and away New England.
Listen, I think there's the potential they could be the worst team in the league this year.
You could be right.
Because I think they're by far and away the worst team in that division. And if you just look around, like I feel like there's some hope, and they feel like they're way far away.
What is post-Bill Belichick era look like? Like, listen, I'm a Gerard Mayo fan. He's an LB. I always support my LBs. But I think he has a very daunting task ahead of him. It was a circumstance and a situation that Bill Belichick couldn't fix. So I don't know that a disciple of Bill Belichick comes in and is able to rectify what was plaguing this team. It definitely seems as though it's a compromising position for the coach to be in, and it's also a compromising position for any drafted quarterback that would come into the scenario. They're going to probably end up being a sacrificial lamb, just like Mac Jones ended up being one.
It's like you guys have talked about it. You and Brady have talked about getting drafted into the wrong situation could be the end of your career right at the start of your career. Like if situation dictates success, like if you're one of these quarterbacks and you get drafted into New England, like you're taking over after not just Tom Brady, but Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era, and a team that's got a lot to fix and a lot of holes, and there's been a lot of noise surrounding the team, and now a lot of questions of the owner.
Like, that could play to their advantage, though. It could play to the kids' advantage just for the simple fact that that era is officially closed. It's over. And I think the fan base has had enough time to get used to the fact that that era is over. And so Gerard Mayo and staff actually have a reasonable opportunity to rebuild in a very, very sensible, practical way versus having the pressure of trying to win right now, win immediately based off of those elements that you're speaking of. I think Tom Brady's been gone long enough. Now he's out of the game. And now Bill Belichick is out of the game, and he's not there. But I ultimately wonder what will the judgment be if they are indeed the worst team in their division and one of the worst teams in football. Is there going to be fallout based upon that, or is it just expected? I would assume more than not, even if you're an avid fan of the Patriots, I think you still have to look at it from the standpoint of they're going to have their struggles. There's no way for me to sit here and have real expectations of them achieving at the level that you've become accustomed to based upon all the given scenarios. Could work in advantage to the advantage of a newly drafted quarterback, but ultimately, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. If a team seems to stink, they generally stink.
So there's on DraftKings, they do this thing where to make the playoffs odds, the only team with higher odds to make the playoffs, which would mean a bigger payout if they actually did make the playoffs than New England, is Carolina. Hmm. So New England's a +800 to make the playoffs, which is if New England goes to the playoffs and you bet on them to do so, I think $10 wins you a Learjet. Like that is how far off they are from being competitive this year. So Godspeed to whoever gets the opportunity to play in New England. Does not seem like the ideal offseason to join that that team, but we'll see how it plays out. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here, we are going to hear from somebody in the world of football. We're talking a Hall of Famer who's got a little bit of a red ass. Not happy with some of the questioning and some of the storylines about what he's trying to accomplish, and it's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Sorry, Lorena. Ooh. This is for real.
Should be apologizing to the listeners. This song sucks.
I am for real.
Yeah, sing it, Lorena. Sing it. A jazz a million times. I'm sorry, Miss Lorena. Ooh, I'm for real.
Ugh.
Nah, it's no good for you?
Ugh.
Dang. Bummer. Maybe drummer.
I don't know what I got to do to get some
good music around here.
I'll get you some mariachi on the way out.
Yeah, let's get mariachi going out of here.
Yeah, let me find the one that we did the other day, because I actually went and got a hold of it.
Yeah?
Little Lalo Rodriguez.
Okay.
You know,
coming right up.
You know, your typical standard Irishman, Lalo Rodriguez, if you could line that up for
You're having identity issues, but that's okay. You're in crises. But
that's all I got.
We're gonna help you out.
Like when my Chihuahua used to hang out with my cat.
Right, so thought it was a cat.
Your yeah, dog no, thought it was a legit cat. Confused. He'd use the cat box.
Like, wait, hold on, meow. Like meow.
You know, nowadays that's accepted. Just saying. You know, like that would be okay.
He identifies as a cat.
He can do whatever
so,
you want.
So he's
you
a know? Cat.
No judgment here. Wow. Judgment free.
Wow. I saw what you did there. I saw exactly what you did there.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, less than 20 minutes from now, we're going to close up shop with another edition of UNEU Out Here on FSR. Deion Sanders, Coach Prime.
Coach Prime.
I haven't heard him lose his cool in a little while. Like maybe he's had a back and forth, or maybe he's had a comment when a coach has questioned what he's done at Colorado. But I feel
or when
like
somebody calls him Prime instead of Coach.
Yeah,
you know,
like it's been at least a little while, and there were some people that were sort of taking victory laps after, you know, they got off to the hot start, but then they struggled and got, you know, wiped out by teams in the Pac-12 last year, and it didn't go well, but. You know, if the goal was put Colorado back on the map, mission accomplished.
Like, oh, by far.
Dude, if you just look back at last year and you were to say, what were the top three or the three teams talked about most in college football?
Colorado was number one.
Yeah, and Michigan would be in the mix.
Michigan's in the mix.
Georgia in the mix because they hadn't lost a game in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So when you're keeping that company.
But the hottest team in America was Colorado.
No doubt.
When they beat TCU, the world was on notice.
And, you know, you had the Nebraska win and you had just, it was like a.
People had them going undefeated and going to the national championship playoffs.
And right. It was like, it was just a fun vibe. The whole thing was fun and it was fun to cover, and you know, you didn't hear a lot of Deion and Deion, you know, getting really a red ass about some things that have been talked about when it comes to the program. And then yesterday happens.
Uh-oh.
Where there's been some players that have left Colorado and entered the portal, which has happened seemingly everywhere in college football. And Deion Sanders was asked about that, and it went a little something like this.
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. What are we losing?
Backups, potential starters. And
potential? Where?
Tight end, running back.
You haven't been watching practice, huh? We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We all right. What happens with the portal, man, and you guys need to know, a lot of people are fighting for backups. When a guy's a starter and he transfers, you got to really think about that. I mean, is he really that? I don't know how many starters have really transferred around the country. I think we got some coming in from visits pretty soon, maybe even this weekend. But we can attract those type of players, but I don't think we're losing those type of players. And if we do, we're good. We're making a big deal out of nothing. God, I want to say so much stuff. I keep remembering my head coach. Let's go.
So
he didn't lose his cool.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think
you overstated that.
I don't. That, because if you listen to the questioning before that, he was a little bit flustered and almost like, what are we really talking about here? And when he's talking about the backups, and to his point, because we were discussing Keandre Lambert-Smith.
Yeah.
That's a big one because he was projected to be the starter, right?
The one.
But I feel like people are almost waiting for the fall of Colorado. And I don't mean fall as in the season. I mean the fall of
Deion Sanders.
Because
they're looking for.
When he was bringing in all of these guys from elsewhere and they were talking and he was being who Deion Sanders has been his entire time, people didn't like that. You know, people were pushing back on that. They were, you know, saying this is now it should be done. We haven't seen this happen before. And now that you've seen it on the flip side to where players are transferring out of Colorado, now everybody's ready to jump up and say, see, told you it wouldn't work. It's almost like a gotcha moment with Deion Sanders. But players are transferring all over the country.
Yeah.
Like the portal is a madhouse right now.
Yeah.
And so to his point, like, I wish people would really understand what's happening with the portal. It's free agency almost in college football.
Yeah, I mean, they got to do their questioning, their line of questioning, and say, look, this is a guy that was here on your team, and they're leaving. I mean, you got to ask about it. Is there a concern for it or whatever it may be? I don't think he lost his cool at all. I think Deion has a chip on his shoulder. It's a healthy chip because you've not only started to build a winning culture in Colorado and you've started to build something good, lucrative in Colorado, but your team was competitive. Now, regardless of them taking it on the chin as it got later in the season, you still could see the structure of a program that has the opportunity, and like he said, the attractiveness to bring in the type of players that could lead to him having a playoff year, a playoff season. And so you would have to assume this has got to be his best chance to get it before he loses Shador and Travis Hunter to the draft, to the NFL. So I think it ultimately comes down to him and his ability to maintain the belief, right? When you bring the type of energy and you bring the type of swag that Deion brings to coaching and to anything that he does, it creates a higher level, a higher standard, and everybody's held to it. We talked about it at length many a times last season, how they're going to get everybody's best, their best shot just because they want to beat Deion Sanders.
It's so good for college football, man.
It's great because it creates that drama that you look for to play out on Saturdays. But with that being said, I think what may be and I'm just taking a stab at this because we just spoke this week. I'm just taking a stab. There could be the idea that people that are in media and that are on looking still look at Prime as a gimmick, right? And I think that for all the great things that he's done, if you check his social media and watch his social media, he maps out, he shows you through content what he's doing and how he's building it out, the things that are important to him that he imparts upon his players. I mean, I think he's done a phenomenal job through content with Bucky, his son, to capture what it is, the essence of what he does as a coach. No one's been able to do it to the level that he's been able to do it in terms of capturing the content of it and mapping it out and pushing it out in such an organic way and it being consumed by so many people. But nonetheless, he's done that. And I think a lot of people feel as though it's very gimmicky. And it's not. That's who he is. That's how he does things. That's how he gets results. That's how he's always gotten results. And I think it's pretty cool to be able to watch it, but I do believe that the chip on his shoulder is not only to prove that him and his kids can do it, but he wants to prove that he's not a gimmick. Like, this is not a for show type of deal as it applies to that's all I'm here for is see Deion Sanders. The dude really is a dope-ass coach.
Like, the whole gimmick, is it any less gimmicky than videos of Nick Saban line dancing in a recruit's house?
Or the kid in the backseat of the Bentley or Maybach with Lane Kiffin saying, yeah, take me to the hotel.
Like,
or
Shane Beamer at South Carolina doing some, like, pretend hip-hop video. Like, we've seen coaches do, like, Brian Kelly all of a sudden turning into a Cajun.
He's Cajun, yeah. Like, made my family, we ain't ready!
I mean, like, it's...
We're still winning.
You have to sell the program, and anybody
and
who's
you gotta
dealt
with, sell hope.
Yeah.
And you got to sell belief.
And anybody who's dealt with it with a salesman, like, you know that, like, yeah, you kind of give them a little bit of the side eye, but you understand, all right, they've got a job to do.
Who sells better than Deion Sanders?
He's the best.
Come on.
And by the way, it wasn't, you know, people like that are new to this that don't understand, there was a time when Colorado football was badass.
Back in the early with Darian Hagan and Rashawn Salaam and Cordell Stewart and Charles Johnson and Mike Westbrook.
So much fun to watch. And
absolutely.
Boulder's a great place.
Absolutely.
And they were nothing for so long.
Chad
they had
Brown
some
on
decent
defense.
Teams, but they had like there was really there was no buzz surrounding it. And back to my original point, if the first thing you need to do is generate some interest in your program,
well, you did it.
Yeah,
and not only did you do it, but you got the benefit of getting a nice run early on, where you maintained, like. The game days were camping out in Boulder.
Yeah, I remember talking to Brady about it one time, and I was like, just kind of busting his balls, like, "Hey, where are you guys going to be at this weekend?" He's like, "Well, second home, Boulder." Like they weren't going to Boulder last year, the year before.
The dude got Man of the Year. Did he get time? What was it? He got Man of the Year of Sports Center, ESPYs. What was it?
I forget.
He got something Sportsman of the Year. It was big though. It was the biggest one. Sportsman of the Year or Man of the Year or whatever.
Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year.
There you go.
Sports Person of the Year, excuse me.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to clarify that. Sports Person. You don't want to offend people, you know.
They may identify with person.
Yeah.
Not sportsman. Yeah,
you just got to be careful there, you know.
Sports Person is more relatable.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him.
He got it, regardless.
I'm rooting for him. I think he's been great. And also the fact that his kids are going to the DMs to try and tell players to hit him up in the transfer portal, I think it's great, too.
I just know this. I've been around Deion as a teammate. I've been around Deion as a coach. I coached with him multiple years doing the Under Armour game. Now, while that's not an entire season, you still get an idea of the essence of who the person is. If you want to talk about doing it the right way, the man has cultivated his coaching staff and pretty much the kids that are most, I guess, relevant to his program since they were in youth league. He has built his coaching resume from the youth league through high school, through college. He has not cut any corners. He has not been a person that is a con artist in what it is that he's doing. There has been true substance connected to what he's done. People should be lauding him for the process. He didn't go for the get it quick. Get it fast.
Didn't
deal.
Cut corners.
This has been 13, 14 years in the making. They're calling him an overnight success or a gimmick at Colorado. He's been building up to this for many, many years. People should really take a moment, step back, and see the brilliance in what Deion Sanders is doing and try to mimic it. There's nothing wrong. The best form of flattery is imitation. They should be trying to mimic what he's doing. He's bringing he brought a concert, he brought a fashion show, he brought all kinds of entertainment aspect to their spring game. It's generated so much excitement. Lil Wayne did a concert there. People should be trying to mimic that because that's where entertainment and that's where college sports is going, especially in this NIL era. All of this pageantry and tradition of what it was before to what it is now, people should be applauding him and trying to figure out what his blueprint is instead of putting him down.
Yeah, and if you're one of those people that are putting him down and you're tired of feeling alone in your job search and you're looking around for employment, let us tell you about who you need to go to. It's called Express Employment. With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And with the first round of the NFL draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific, through the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, Big Noon Kickoffs Rob Stone, and College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. We'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by our friends at Express Pros. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next, we're going to close up shop on a football Friday with another edition of You In or You Out, and it's yours here, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret,
Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. You ain't drinking my ass, Var. When you hear this, ice cold cerveza.
I'm not drinking your ass.
What about Trent Baalke's?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm drinking for a while. I told you, 2 months.
Yeah. I got the under.
I mean, we're already 5 days in. You could tell I'm feeling strong. You see, I'm not even drinking coffee. Look at that.
What you got? Yeah. Is that tea?
Yeah.
You got a little green tea?
Yeah.
Nice.
Detoxing, man. You know, you get one of these, as far as I know. Life, that is, to
I
live,
hear you.
You know? So I just figure I'd do something good with it.
So we're going to be back on the air coming up on Monday, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3
we're
going to
be back
Pacific.
Tomorrow. You and me.
Hell yeah. Four hours.
Some people only do 5 days a week, you know, 9 to 5s.
Yeah.
Us, we do weekends.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you know,
Lee.
You know the in-laws?
We do weekends, Lee.
You know what the in-laws call that?
What's
Sace.
That?
Sace days.
Sace.
If you've missed...
Cinco Sace.
If you've missed any of the today's show, which would include a front office member of an NFL team cutting a fart during a press conference.
Blowing the whole.
You can find the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
This is really big news.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
Lead the lab. What do we got?
Well, it's a holiday weekend. I don't know if you're in or out on it, but it is 420 tomorrow.
I'm in.
Out.
All the way in.
Out.
All the way in.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat a bag of Cheetos and kick a hacky sack around either, in case you were wondering.
I mean, why are you, like, stereotyping? Medicinal purposes is a very, very large part of you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And if you do partake, you might be into cicada salads.
Ouch.
Apparently, They're dropping on the menu out there in New Orleans. You get a cicada salad.
Look.
Yeah, I'm going to be out on
What's wrong with the croutons? You know?
Can you imagine what that crunch is going to feel like?
It'd be like a crouton.
Ugh. I mean,
I just won't be able to get over the look of it.
Look, yeah. Super Bowl is in New Orleans next year. Yeah, I can assure you there will be no cicada salad on the menu for me. I'm out.
How much would it take for you to eat a cicada salad, the whole entire deal, without throwing up?
At least $20.
That it? Oh, I'm in.
You see what
that.
I drive?
I'm in on that.
Yeah.
Guys,
I'll give you 50. We go to the Super Bowl.
Any of y'all want a hamburger?
Any of y'all want cicada salad? Y'all want this cicada salad?
You got some rock?
You got some rock? I suck your cicada salad.
Fellas, we've talked NBA playoffs. We've talked Stanley Cup playoffs. We're all in on those. Are you in or out on NASCAR Talladega on Fox?
Absolutely, I'm in.
In, man.
Hell yeah.
I never miss a race at Talladega.
That's what's up.
It's a huge track.
Have y'all ever been
track.
To one? A race in person?
No.
It's
I want to go.
Dope, bro.
I've been by Talladega. It's
we gotta
huge.
Go. You got to go. There's one in... I went to the one
Fontana.
There it is. That's dope, bro.
Let's go next one.
We
got to
do it.
I'm down.
We'll do it.
Guys, Jinx Part 2 on Sunday. If you know Jinx, Robert Durst, we got Part 2 coming out.
Robert Durst. I'm not up on this.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Jinx?
I'm out.
All
right. Out on that.
Yeah.
We're out.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.